and welcome to the latest Trust the Wizard podcast. This is podcast number 110. I'm Kicker of Elves, and I'm here with Chirito Garbanzo. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Yes. Excellent. What have we got coming up?
You know, we play a lot of music on the podcast, but something that I don't think we've ever played before
is it 1980s Colombian death metal string quartets?
No.
Is it Mongolian Baroque Gabba House from the early 1950s?
No.
I bet it's 1930s Bulgarian electroclash hip hop.
It isn't. You know what it is?
Is it 1970s Belgian jazz funk fusion?
Yes!
Amazing!
Oh, from 1973 there, the unmistakable sound of Placebo. Yes, not that one.
Not that one, yeah.
No, not that one. That was the Belgian Placebo, the original Placebo. That was a song, Balek, from the album 1973, although I got it on a compilation album that I picked up in Belgium.
Ah.
In fact, I bought it in somewhere. Where name a Belgian city, that'll be where I got it. Somewhere.
Brussels.
Bruges.
Bruges.
Yeah, and it's called Funky Chicken. You know that?
Nice.
Funky Chicken.
So it's a compilation album. It sounds like a sort of 70s detective theme song. I have a sudden urge while listening to it to grow a moustache and don a long leather jacket and go out solving mysteries on the mean streets of Liège.
Right. Yeah. Well, the album's in subtitle. It's called Funky Chicken. The album, part one. I also got part two, and it's subtitled Belgian Groove from the 1970s. And it gives a little bit of information about Placebo. I don't know if you're familiar with the band.
No.
But very much the brainchild of the late Marc Moulin, as in Rouge, I would imagine. Yeah. Who's described here as being the Brian Eno of jazz.
Yeah. And his name means windmill. So that's it doesn't get much more low countries than that, does it?
That's right. Yeah. Also described as the Boris Vian of electronic music, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
And the Roland Topor of radio. Well, they're
just throwing out names there, aren't they? They're just throwing out random names of random Belgians and saying he's the this of that. You know, he's the Hercule Poirot of Bolivian nosebleed music, you know?
I mean, I love that. I think it's the electronic stuff on that is brilliant. From the 1970s, that's a hell of a sound of thing. He's got the bass line going on that. He's also described as Mr. Cool of dance floor Euro jazz, which I don't think does him any favours at all. I think he's much better than that.
Yeah.
It's
called Balek.
Nice sax on there.
Does it say what the word Balek, the title, do you any idea what that means?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No. Well, he's missed a trick there. He should have called the album Never Mind the Baleks, shouldn't he?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Yes. I think... move on. But anyway, there
that
that's
or
the
you've
start.
He could have called it You've Lost That Lurven Feeling.
Hey!
Yeah. Anyway, I thought we'd... Do you know what I thought we'd play next?
Oh, should I guess some ridiculous things?
No. No, a band. I don't know if you... they're probably a bit too cool for you. You've probably never heard of them. But they're from Dayton, Ohio. And they're called Guided by Voices. I don't know if you're familiar with them at all. No, I thought what I would do is I've told a little bit of the story of the first time we met on the podcast before, in as much as you came into the room where I was working and you were looking through some CDs I had on a shelf and you noticed Buffalo Tom. And anyway, somewhere along the lines, you said to me, probably within about 30 seconds of that, you said to me, have you heard Guided by Voices, which I hadn't.
Yeah.
And then the very next day you came in to work with a CD that you'd made, a burnt CD of a bunch of your favourite Guided by Voices songs, which... I would contend to this day is the best Guided by Voices album they've made. I think you deliberately filled it with sort of instant poppy, you know, catchy tunes. Anyway, one of them has been on my running playlist for many years and is still on it. So I thought we'd play that.
Stay.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that was Guided by Voices with Quality of Armour. We thought it would make a nice change if I chose the Guided by Voices song on this podcast.
Yeah.
So the CD you made me, Kicker, was called The Club Is Open. And I'm wondering, without consulting your iTunes library, it's 29 songs on there. Can you remember what songs you might have put on there to try and, you know, tempt in a newbie?
I probably finished with Don't Stop Now.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah, good.
I think I'm a Scientist will be on there.
I don't think it is, actually, no. No. Really? I Am a Tree is on there. I Am a Tree, but not I Am a Scientist. Okay.
Game of Pricks will be on there.
Game of Pricks is on there, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Not as many
How
from...
How lo-fi did I go?
Pardon?
How lo-fi did I
well,
go?
Well, there's not as many from B-1000 as you might expect. But Everywhere with Helicopter. I tell you what we should do is we should make this into a Spotify playlist and share it on the blog post.
What a nice thing to do.
And that is from
it's
album Propeller. That's right, yes. Isn't it? I'm trying to be the authoritative Guided by Voices person on the podcast here, but it's not working. Go on, tell us about that song.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great choice of a song. It must be running pretty fast if you're listening to that, aren't you?
Well, my running playlist is all fast. Oh. Yeah, all fast stuff. I could share that with the listener as well. My running playlist, it changes from time to time, but yeah.
No, it's great. It's a great song. As you say, from the album Propeller, came out in 1992. It's been re-released a number of times. 96, it came out on CD. 93, it was on a sort of a joint CD thing with another album. I can't remember which one.
It was also released as a hat, wasn't it?
Come From Titus. Hey?
It was released as a hat. You've got a hat with a propeller on top.
I do have a hat, yes. No, it wasn't really released as a hat. The hat was released separately.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about this album within Guided by Voices Folklore is that it was a very limited release initially. Pollard didn't think anyone was going to listen to it when it came out in 92. And there were 500 copies, and each copy had a separate handmade cover. And since the band became a little bit well known, these have increased in price greatly. I bought mine a long time ago, but it wasn't one of the originals. I didn't get it in 92, but I probably got it around 96, something like that. So it wasn't a ridiculous price. I mean, it was three figures to buy it, but it's going for sort of £2,000 these days of Discogs. But wow. I've got an original, and there it is. So mine's got a Tobin Sprout cover on it of an aeroplane.
Excellent.
One of my treasured treasures. And, interestingly, it's funny you should choose it because I've just been in contact with Robert Griffin, who is and was the head guy at Scat Records. And this Scat has produced this album a number of times, and they are reissuing it this year with a new cover. The music's exactly the same, obviously, but I will be getting my sixth, seventh, and eighth versions of this album in terms of a new vinyl, a new CD, and a new cassette. First time on cassette for me. Very much looking forward to that. So, Garage Country Noise Rock coming up next. Where do you want to go for that? Of course, you want to go to the mid-90s in Edinburgh, Scotland, and you want to hear the Country Teasers.
But Stop the fear, 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 stop the fear can stop the fear, 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 stop the fear. Hamlet greeted for the scandal, the scandal, greeted for the scandal, scandal. No, I'm not greeted for the scandal.
Minutes of pure unadulterated 24 karat tinder sticks there, ladies and gentlemen. That's from the forthcoming album Distractions, which is coming out in a couple of weeks' time. I'm very excited about that. That song is called Man Alone, open bracket, Can't Stop the Feeling. There's two songs that have been released from this new album so far, which is that one and Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Fading.
No, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop Feeling.
Yep. You know, like the Village People. You can't stop the feeling, nobody can stop the feeling. It's not.
Well, it's very interesting that you just said, because I've got it down as Can't Stop the Fading.
Well, you have gone on record in the past of having said that Stuart Staples, often you can't understand what he's saying.
I've no reason to change the song title, and because I thought it was appropriate that they faded the song out. I thought that was quite good. Having stopped, can't stop the fading, and then they faded it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. No, that you might be singing that, but the title of the song is "Man Alone Can't Stop the Feeling." The other song that's come out from that album so far is also. I was going to say a bit of a departure for Tindersticks, but it's not really, because if you've been paying attention, that kind of more electronic, weird disco thing has been there, certainly on the soundtrack work, and certainly on Stuart Staples' solo album from 2018, Arrhythmia, and on the not the last album, but the album before that, the Waiting Room one, which we went to see the show of at the Liverpool Philharmonic, the most recent time. We saw them, Kicker. There's elements of that on some of the songs on there. The other song is a cover of a song by the television personalities called "You Have to Scream Louder," which is also very interesting. I read a thing where they were talking about the difficulties they had. They're not a band usually that records stuff separately. they usually record in the same room, but obviously with COVID and everything, they've had to kind of get used to that, and that was very difficult for them. But they were able to get together last summer, and they all live in different countries as well now. I think Stuart lives in Greece, and I think David lives in Prague. I think they all live in different places. Yeah, but the album's called Distractions, and it's you can, cityslang.com or the Tindersticks Bandcamp page is where you go for that. The tour dates that they had, I had tickets to see him in Manchester last year, which was then postponed and is now kind of doesn't look like it's going ahead at all. And they have said that there's going to be something special tour wise in 2022. So it's a long time to wait, but it will be worth it.
That was a tremendous song. I mean, it was very hypnotic.
Yes. Yeah. Reminds me a bit of Suicide.
Of who?
The band Suicide.
Oh, Suicide. Yeah, a bit more accessible than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, I'll be interested to hear the rest of the album. Of course, while you were listening to that, I wasn't actually listening to it. I was just listening to the rest of Propeller. There you go.
Before that,
we had Ben Waller's band,
The Country Teasers.
Country Teasers. Yeah, and that was from their second album, which is called Satan Is Real Again, / or Feeling Good About Bad Thoughts, and it was the song Lies. Tremendous band.
Brilliant.
Often likened to The Fall, although they don't really sound much like The Fall in lots of ways, but they sort of have the same, I don't know, same vibe, I guess. But really good, and I love the lyrics on that.
The whole album's
brilliant.
The first I heard of them was a few years ago. I saw an interview with somebody. It might have been Parquet Courts, or it might have been someone else. I can't really remember who. And somebody said something to them about them sounding like The Fall, or no, they sounded like Pavement. And they said, no, we don't sound like Pavement. We sound like Country Teasers. And then I need to find out about this band, Country Teasers. And he's still going, isn't he, Ben Wallace? He makes records under the name The Rebel.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so that's good stuff as well. He hasn't released anything for a while, but...
Not for a while. I recently saw a really good film.
Yes, there's a documentary. I haven't seen it, unfortunately. It's on my list. This film should not exist, it's called.
That's the one. Documentary. That is the one. Film. And it's just a sort of on the road type thing with him. But there's quite a few interviews. There's a long interview with David Edwards off of Dat Boogie. Because they sort of both love each other's band. So it's really good. And the live performances are startling, really.
Right.
I would highly recommend you go and see that if you can. Really good. Now then, it's time for you to have a rootle.
Okay, right. Well, I've decided that I would like to go for QPR having won 3 away games in a row for the first time since 2014, I think.
Yeah,
I think last time we recorded they'd won two away games in a row, but then they very unexpectedly beat Watford, who were riding high near the top of the table, with a last-minute goal from Albert Doma, his first goal for QPR. And we've risen up to the dizzy heights of 17th, so I would like shelf number 17, please.
Oh, right, OK. And give us a number to look for.
Do you have 37 records on that shelf?
I wouldn't think so, yeah.
That's Albert's number, shirt number.
So 37th record 37th on shelf record, number 17.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to have to take my headphones off because I'm going down.
Okay, I will give the listener some facts about Albert Adoma while you're off there. Albert Adoma is an interesting chap. If you see an interview with him, he's impossible not to warm to. But he's a local boy who's never played for QPR, but also has made no secret of the fact that he is a QPR fan throughout his career and scored against us for Middlesbrough and for Villa and maybe some other teams as well, and didn't celebrate, and was without a club in the summer and was dropping a lot of hints on Twitter about how he'd love to come to QPR to see the last years of his career. And he's doing all right so far. Right.
Right. Okay. So, okay, I need to tell you how many songs are on here, don't I?
Yeah.
Hopefully the album cover, tell me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, 15. It's a double album.
Well, Albert Adoma was born on the 13th of December. That's his birthday. So I'm going to go for the 13th track, please, in honour of Uncle Albert.
The 13th track. OK, so that is going to be 15. That's third from the end, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, good maths.
So, well, you have chosen the album There's a Riot Going On by Yola Tengo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sly and the Family Stone, but...
And this is the song Forever.
Now, interestingly enough, before we play it, because I've been doing this hashtag MWE this week, haven't I?
Yes.
So I should probably give that a plug. Lots of people during February, they set themselves a challenge to write, to listen to an album they've never heard before. Every day in February, and then to write a review of it that fits into one tweet. I looked on the New Perfect Collection, tnpcollection.com, their list of the 100 best albums of this century so far, as voted for by various sort of fans and journalists and luminaries, including my good self. Not that I'm any of those things, but and I basically found 28 albums off there that I'd never listened to. And yesterday, I listened to one by Yola Tengo. Not this one.
Getting slower, days are flying by. Hold me forever. Hold on while we cry. I looked everywhere for you. Just like yesterday. To come, the less said the better. Let's drink until we're done.
Show up, show up.
1 minute later.
Show up, show up.
Then a minute ago. Forever. Let's pretend that we don't know.
Show up, show up.
And we beat on.
Show up, show up. Show up, show up.
The nights are getting slower. Are flying by, listening to the noise of the street, sweep the tears aside,
show up, show up,
shaken by the feeling, shaking
show up, show up.
This directed way. I take it for granted. Now it's far, far away.
Show up, show up.
And we've
Shoo-wop, shoo-wop. That was Yola Tengo with Forever, complete with a false ending that caught me out.
Did it? Yes. Yeah. That's neat. I like that very much.
Very nice song.
Yola Tengo, by the way, do you know where their name comes from?
No.
Well, it's Spanish, and Yola Tengo means I've got it. But it's seemingly what the Spanish-speaking baseball players tend to shout when they're in the outfield when they're going for a catch.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. That's from the album There's a Riot Going On, right?
Correct.
So yesterday on this MWE, hashtag MWE is where you want to go to follow all the people that are doing this. Whilst we're here, we should give a shout-out to a guy called Back of the Gig, who's down in Gloucestershire, who is writing all of his reviews as acrostic poems. It really is something. He's only on day three, but it's really amazing. His Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds one was something to behold. So yesterday I listened to this album, and it's called And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out by Yola Tengo, which...
Ah, it's a good one, yeah.
Which, like that, was very kind of atmospheric and... I really liked it. Really, really liked it. Being a Tindersticks fan, of course, it's not dissimilar to that in many ways. But in 1995, I went to see Sebado at the Shrewsbury Empire, mainly because my mate wanted to go because he liked them. I didn't really know anything about them. I didn't like Sebado that much that night, but I really liked the two support bands, who were Stereolab and Yola Tengo. Mm. Now, I really liked them. And liked them enough to go, in the case of Stereolab, to go up and buy some of their albums, but not with Yola Tengo for some reason. So I would like to ask you, Kicker, and also a challenge to the listener, is there that's 26 years between me seeing a band and really liking them until yesterday when I finally got round to listening to one of their albums. So
off the top of my head, I don't think I can challenge that, but it does sound like basically a personal failing.
Well, you know, I've been I'm busy, you know. I've got a lot of things on. Got a lot of things on, you know. But listener, if maybe you can think of a band that you saw 30 years ago or 27 years ago that you really liked and you've never got round to listening to one of their albums, so you could listen to it, let us know. And write in. Anyway, I think that concludes side A of the podcast, right?
Shall we turn over?
See you on the other side.